KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 58 degrees. We look for it to be partly to mostly cloudy today with just a slight chance for scattered showers and a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, the upcoming 3 months will be a prime time to look for and find a new job in Iowa, according to the latest Employment Outlook survey from Manpower Group. Kathy Jablinski, Manpower's Executive Vice President for Iowa, says the national outlook for the third quarter is very good and Iowa's outlook is even better.
Among the employers that were surveyed, 31% plan to hire more employees July through September of this year. That number is offset by 3% that plan to reduce the payroll. 64% of employers are expecting to maintain current staff levels.
Iowa's net employment outlook for the approaching quarter is 28%, ahead of the national outlook of 21%, and well ahead of Iowa's outlook last quarter of 16%. Hiring prospects are very promising in most industries, Jablinski said, and a few are far above the rest.
When we look at this time of year, construction is expected to be up, and sure enough, that is one of the top industries that are anticipated for growth, as well as durable goods manufacturing, non-durable goods manufacturing, and then transportation and utilities.
Only the information technology category, she says, looks to be falling slightly.
They are forecasting some decreases in information, although there's still a lot of IT jobs available. There's a lot of job opportunity out there, and there are more jobs available than there are job seekers at this point.
There are double-digit outlooks in all 50 states for the quarter ahead, and Jablinski says it's the strongest outlook in 13 years. The Audubon City Council Monday night voted in favor of placing a 7% hotel-motel tax on the November ballot. City Clerk Joe Foran explained who the tax would affect.
What that is it's a tax on anybody that would use the hotels or motels in the city limits. So it's not a tax in which all the citizens are going to have to pay, but this is something that would help our community in terms of gaining some revenue off of tourism.
The income by state statute, he said, will be divided 50-50 for separate purposes.
50% of the income we get off that tax has to go back to recreation and cultural things, so it will help with repairs on our pool, maintenance on our pool, and hopefully, we'll offset some of the expenses that we've had in our general fund to take care of that. And then the other 50%, we can do whatever we want with, so we chose to do keep it flexible and do a anything under Iowa law. So that allows us to use those funds to help maintain the streets, use them for tax relief or public safety, just anywhere that we feel we can use it in the fiscal year budget.
Andy, there were no comments from the public on the proposal during the meeting, and Foran said Audubon residents should understand one thing.
It's important for them to know that they're going to benefit off of it and they don't have to pay it.
And that is, of course, unless they stay at a motel or hotel. The measure will now be placed on the November ballot for the public to decide. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:30 at the High School Media Center. And during their session, the board will hear from Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan. And prior to adjourning for the evening, they'll hold a closed session to discuss an emergency operations plan. When they resume their open session, the board will act on a recommendation for the EOP. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving the resignations of Regina Stark, special education paraeducator, and Dan Vargason with the Spanish Club. They'll also act on approving contract recommendations or letters of assignment for Hannah Ryder, special ed strategist teacher, Vanessa Keenan, tag teacher, Sarah Elm, student council sponsor, Rich Smith, high school day custodian, and Shelby McCready, JV girls basketball coach. They'll also approve the 2019-2020 superintendent contract with Superintendent Steve Barber. This board is also expected to act on a resolution authorizing payments to sports officials. Currently, the district pays its officials following the regular board meeting, so someone who works on a ball game June 13th, for instance, would not get paid until after the July board meeting. The change would allow those officials to be paid within 2 weeks of services rendered. The board will also act on a bid from CDI Technologies for the purchase of middle school Chromebooks through the use of SAVE funds, and they'll act on approving the 2019-2020 CAM sharing agreement with regard to the sharing of business manager Sarah Sheeter, and that will be a continuation of last year's partnership. It's paid 70-30%. The board is expected to approve a recommendation from Activities Director Andrew Mitchell with regard to spring sports coaching positions, substitute employee pay, the fuel contract for gas, diesel, and propane, and student fees, which are unchanged from last year. Also, the breakfast and lunch fees, which calls for an increase in the adult breakfast of 30 cents and a lunch for adults increase of 10 cents. Student meal costs would not be affected. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.